Good morning, Richard. Now, in 1994, you were a computer science graduate with a good job working for an investment company, and then you started Bookstore. Why?
Well, I was 30 and settled at work, but then I came across a report predicting annual internet growth at 2,300%. I mean, the figure was like an alarm clock ringing in my head. I started to think about the regrets I might have at 80. I realised I probably wouldn't even remember the things that seemed important in my 30s, like getting my end-of-year pay bonus, but I'd definitely tell myself I'd been a fool to ignore the internet.
How did you go about choosing a product?
Well, I drew up a list of 20 products, from clothes to gardening tools, and from that I got a short list of 5, and then I assessed them. I thought about market growth in different countries, and I also did some research into suppliers. But there were other important factors as well. I wanted a product that didn't retail for too high a figure. I thought that since many people would be buying from the internet for the first time, they might be afraid to take a risk with large amounts of money.
And what made you decide on books?
Well, basically, I found out that books had an $82 billion market worldwide. There's also a high demand for CDs, a product I nearly went for. But with books, there's a much wider choice. There are 3 million items in the book category, but only 300,000 in CDs. This choice meant the capabilities of the computer in organisation and selection could be put to good use.